flower pot. As you've probably heard me share in other videos in this mini course, I love using props in my classroom, and oftentimes I will get a new prop and it will inspire the song. And this chant is no exception. So I actually had the prop before I wrote it, and I've been using it a lot in my classes for springtime, and my kids just love it. So I created my own prop. I'm going to share with you in a separate video the prop that I originally purchased, which is from Learning Resources. You'll find a link in the course materials. I left it at school, so I have to get that and make a special video for it. But I have a printable one that's included in the course that you can use yourself. So it's super easy. You print out the flower pot as a whole page. All you have to do is just fold it in half. And then you have the words on both sides. And then if you put a little piece of tape on one side, little piece of tape on the other, and leave this open, then that's the flower pot that all of the flowers go into. So there is a printable flower page where you can cut these out, laminate them if you happen to have access to a laminator. And then a little trick, when you put them inside the flower pot to make them easy to come out, you can stick like a little post-it flag on the top of the flower, and then it's easy for you or the children to pull out. And the ones I happen to have little flowers on them. I thought that was appropriate. That was completely accidental, by the way. So all the little flowers hide inside, and then you can pull each one out. So the rhyme goes like this, as you see printed on the flower pot. Flower pot, what do you hide? Flower pot, peek inside. Flower pot, what do you see? I see a, and then when you pull out the flower, or one of the children pull out the flower, I see an orange flower just for me. So it's almost like a spring version of Brown Bear, what do you see or what do you hear? I have another song where I made that same comparison. So I have a lot of things for especially my younger students where I'd like to get them identifying things, whether it's colors, objects, and inviting them to participate in a way that's simple and engaging enough that I can get my students to be able to speak verbally in class or sing a short little part. So, and I also find that relating it to a piece of children's literature that they know well and can relate to is also another great way of inviting participation. So you continue as you go through the different flowers. There is a flower with a little bumblebee on it, bzzz, which I'll show in the other video that I do the resource for, which I like to use as a nice lead in to a bumblebee song. And you'll find there are two bumblebee songs in this collection. Here is the beehive and bumblebee. So either of those would be a great follow-up to this little chant. Now, for adapting this for the older students, I've even done this with my pre-K students. They really enjoy the interactivity of being able to find the flowers that are in the flower pot. I will give them the opportunity to be the one that's holding the flower pot, and they can call students up to pull out each flower and see what the color is. It gives them some autonomy. They get to play teacher and teach the chant to the other students. We will also talk, and a lot of times with my pre-K students, I am working on some bilingual vocabulary with them. So we may be learning colors in Spanish or French. And so we will identify that when they pull out the flower. How can we say, what other ways can we say yellow? Generally speaking, by pre-K, your students are going to be able to identify all the colors very easily. So this adds another level of challenge for them in being able to identify them not only in English, but in other languages. It also forms a nice connection if you do have bilingual students in your classroom. Make sure that you can implement what the colors are in their language, whether they speak Spanish. We have students in my school that speak Haitian Creole. So if you can make some connections to that, that's wonderful. The other thing that I will do when we're talking about language for doing this with pre-K students is doing sign language for the colors. So for example, red, pink, yellow, green, blue, purple, orange. I knew I forgot one. So I'll do that again a little slower. So red, pink, yellow, so the letter Y, yellow, blue, again, letter B, green, purple, and orange. Orange is like you're squeezing the juice out of an orange. So again, another connection that you can make with your older students to make this an activity that is intellectually challenging for them as well.